strength, and my Redeemer. Amen. In John 15, in the analogy of the vine and the branches, and I paused there because, again, our tendency is to think of the vine and the branches as two separate things. But they're not. There's just a vine, a grapevine. And that grapevine has roots, has a stem. The grapevine has branches, it has leaves, it has fruit. That's just the vine. It's really important to understand, so you're going to understand your oneness or your union with Christ in the Scripture. He's just talking about Him being the Christian life. Colossians 3 says, "For we have died, our life is hidden with Christ in God. Now when Christ, who is our life, is revealed, we'll be revealed with Him in glory." So Christ isn't my helper, though He certainly helps, changes everything. He's not just my whatever it might be. He's actually my very life. And this part of the Upper Room Discourse, He's just talked about in chapter 14, that He's going to go and prepare a place for us so that where He is, we can be with Him. He's not talking about heaven. He's not talking about a mansion. King James says a mansion. That's terrible. It's just the word, the same word for abiding. It's the word abiding place, dwelling place. And so Jesus is going to go to the cross, and through His finished work on the cross, including His resurrection, He's going to provide a place for us in Him. And all of John 14 is about that. Jesus said, "I'm in the Father, the Father's in me, in the same way you're going to be in me and I'm going to be in you." And when John 15 shows up, He begins to talk about that whole life. And so He'll reference us as branches, but don't think of yourself as a branch, as a separate entity from the vine. A branch is just a part of the vine. It's the part of the vine called branch. And the purpose of the branch is to bear fruit, not produce fruit. That's the vine's job. The branch is the part of the vine that simply bears fruit. And the Scripture talks about in this chapter later, it's a fruit that remains. When we think of fruit, often we get, is it ministry or is it the character of Christ? Is it things that are accomplished by us in His name? Or is it love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, and self-control? Which one is it? Yes. It's the fruit of His life, which is all that. It's the fruit of His character. It's the fruit of His life that others feast on. It changes their lives. Again, I get very concerned when I see people talk about the fruit of the Spirit being all that's really important. But I even get more concerned when I hear people talk about the fruit is actually signs and wonders ministry, and that's the big deal. And the fruit is the life and character of Jesus. And I just have to say, it's much more tolerable to me to be with somebody who just understands the character part than somebody who just gets the signs and wonders part and don't have a clue that Christ living His life through you also means love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, and self-control. You with me? Well, I could go on and on about that, but I'm not going to do it. But again, think in terms of not you as a branch separate, but you as a branch who are part of the vine. So the story here is about an entity. That's Jesus. And then, so let me just read just a few verses. "I am the true vine. He's the only source of life there is. There is no life, real life, as God intended, found apart from Him. And there's no life experienced and manifested for a Christian apart from abiding in Him. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch that's in me," of course, if you're a branch, you're in Him. You're one with Him. "Every branch that's in me that does not bear fruit, He, the Father, takes away. And every branch that bears fruit, He, the Father, prunes it, that it may bear more fruit." Let me give you a couple of things. One, fruit-bearing branches, He prunes. The word prune here is just the Greek word for cleanse. If you're a vine dresser and you have a vineyard and you have vines, there are things that you remove from it. There are things that you take from it that can affect its capacity to bear fruit. Is there a pruning? I used to work for a landscaper. I understand pruning. But we think of this in terms of just pruning as, well, God does things, and sometimes it's painful. And that's true. God uses that. But the word cleansing here is the word that's really used. And then he goes on the very next scripture and says, the next verse and says, you, talking to his disciples, are already clean. It's the same word, pruned, because of the word which I have spoken to you. Now, in the context, he's saying fruit-bearing branches like you guys, disciples, he was talking to, you've already experienced it because the way I cleanse people, branches, is with the word. Can God use circumstances and situations? That just postures you for God to cleanse you, to speak into your life things that are preventing you from bearing more fruit. You with me? The other thing that's encouraging, and if you're going through something, that's not a sign to you that God's favor has been removed. It should be a sign to you that you're a fruit bearer and his hand is on your life, and that therefore he's going to cleanse you from things that would keep you from bearing more fruit, because it's obvious that fruit bearing is important, abiding in him. You're an abider. See, here, the issue is both branches that bear fruit and branches that don't bear fruit are in Christ. But one's abiding and one isn't. He uses language very clearly, even when you get to verse 6. He says, if anyone does not abide in me, but he earlier said that branches in me that don't bear fruit. So there's nothing in these scriptures about losing salvation. That's nonsense. It's not even in the context. But if you're finding yourself going through a time where God's trying to cleanse you, he's using some circumstance to expose some stuff. It doesn't have to happen that way. Sometimes, often, he just speaks a word to me in the context of my prayer life. And while I find myself, wow, Lord, yeah, cleanse me of that. Like I've said lately even, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, the scripture says. Those, you can either take the kingdom by force or God will force the kingdom on you. He knows your heart. It's lots better to take the kingdom by force. It's a lot better to have the attitude that says, Lord, speak whatever you need to speak into my life to show me where I need, what needs to be cleansed. Too many of us spend our lives disappointed and frustrated with other people. Oh, God, show them where they're making life hard for me. Oh, Lord, show them where they're making life hard for me. Show them where they're mistreating me. When God's trying to say to you, you know why you're miserable? Because of the way you're responding. I want to cleanse you of that. Amen? And we're going to see more this week in this. I'm the true vine. My Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. The word take away here is actually the word to lift up. I don't know why in the world translators do it the other way around. Lifts up. A good vine dresser, if he discovers a vine that's beginning to creep along the ground, because that's their tendency, he will lift them up and either put a stone under the beginning or attach them to an arbor or tresses or some other or stick so that that vine can be exposed to the sun and become have a chance to be more fruit-bearing. That's what a father does. That's the consistent message of Christ throughout the Gospels. In John, he said that no man has seen the Father at any time, but Christ has revealed him. What did Jesus do again and again as he met people like the woman at the well, others? What did he do? Did he take them away? No, he lifted them up. That's what he does. So if you're bearing fruit, he'll cleanse you. If you're not bearing fruit, he'll lift you up. Very tenderly speak things in our life. Do what's necessary so that we have a chance to become fruit-bearing branches. Because see, here's the deal. What's important to him, if it's all about the vine, like if you can't separate your identity from the vine, you're not a branch attached to a vine, it's just the vine, and you're part of the vine called branch, then nothing that the vine possesses, there's no nutrient, anything that's in that vine that the branch doesn't have. We spend most of our Christian life begging God for wisdom, but if you're part of the vine has all the wisdom you'll ever need. Just abide in it. We pray God for strength. Oh, God, give me more anointing. The vine has all that, and you're part of the vine, so you already have it. It's pulsating through your spiritual veins. Thank him for it, and go take it out for a spin. Oh, God, I want more peace. The favorite one for Christians, all my Christian life, oh, never ask God for patience. You know what God will do? I hate to break it to you, but you've already got the patience of the vine pulsating through you. He can't give you what you already got. If the vine has it, you have it, because you're one with him. We waste our time begging God for things that are already ours in Christ. God wants us to abide in all the rich nutrients that's mine as someone who's one with the vine. Oh, God, help me love that person. The love that's needed to love that person, you're already in union with. Oh, Lord, help me to forgive that person. You already are that person who can forgive because you're one with Christ. And the vine, as the vine, he has the capacity to do it. That's part of the fruit. Amen? But if you find that you've not been very fruit-bearing, that you find that this life, you're just struggling, then the Father, the vine dresser, is trying to lift you up. He wants to heal whatever's going on, to expose any deception that might be keeping you. Whatever, he wants to lift you up, not reject you. It's just who he is. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.